Yes, everyone, and welcome back to the Good Enough Podcast. We are back in action. We're back filming. I hope you lot are enjoying the rebirth. The rebirth of the Good Enough.
Maybe.
I mean, we're a week late, but I don't care. We're going to talk about it because it is one of the fights of the century. Conor Benn, Chris Eubank Jr. What a fight. What a fight.
Do you know, I miss history, you know. I watched it, don't get me wrong, but I had ringside tickets.
I know. This geezer had ringside tickets
to the, you to didn't the best. Go. What was the best fight?
That was a scrap.
I didn't know. First of all, let's talk about the beginning, yeah? I felt like I was...
Obviously,
I was,
Conor done everything that I taught him, but well enough.
Yeah, nah, yeah, he did. Do you know, but for real though, both fighters, unbelievable. Yeah?
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable. But do you know what? I felt like I was watching WrestleMania for a second in the beginning. I'll tell you why. Because when Chris Eubank Sr. came, jumped out of that car. Did you see that bit?
No, I watched the whole fight. I didn't see that.
No. Before the fight, bro. Pre-fight. Obviously,
oh,
they,
Senior.
When Senior came out of the car.
Yeah, that
God.
WrestleMania, bro, yeah.
I swear, it felt like WrestleMania.
Like fucking Undertaker coming up in the coffin. Dong.
I was like, that was up. Bro, the whole stadium lit up as well. It would have been mad to be there. But, bro, that was like more exciting for me than, no, not than the fight, but like it hyped me up so much.
It's mad that you didn't go because I wouldn't go to, I have done previously, so I'm lying. But I ideally wouldn't want to go to a boxing event unless I was ringside. Because... if you're too far back, yeah, cool, the ambience, whatever it is good. But they're tiny, bruv. It's not like a...
You're just looking at the screen. I look at the screen when I'm
yeah,
far back.
Yeah, exactly. So I might as well sit in my yard and watch it. Do you know what I mean? Save me trekking to Tottenham. Do you know what I mean?
I had a ringside... Bro, I swear, I should have asked you. Do you know what I did? Do you know our group chat on Snap?
You should have asked me.
You know group chat on our Snap?
Yeah.
I took a screenshot of it and I sent it in there and I said, anyone want a ringside ticket? And do you know who took it? Shaq.
Swear.
Yeah, he took it and he went.
Swear.
He went to the fight, bro.
Fair play.
My friend Shaq just took it and went, yeah, I was sweet. Got in an Uber, made it 5 minutes before the walkout and just enjoyed the fight, bro. He had the best time.
They went to war. They went to war. Do you think it was 116-12?
No, definitely not 116-12.
No. We're not boxing judges, but I do think after reviewing it, I do think Eubank won.
No, I do think he won.
He did win.
It weren't that far back. It weren't.
Yeah.
116-12 was a mad score still.
Yeah, it was. But then again, it's like if you win one round, then you're already 2 points ahead of the person.
You're up anyway.
But
oh my God.
Yeah, man.
What a scrap.
Yeah, what a scrap. You know, obviously I was backing Conor because I've met Conor, I've done a video of him, sparred him. Do you know what I mean? Taught me everything he knows. but yeah, so I was back in Conor and I feel like I watched in the post-match interview and he was so hard on himself.
Yeah, man.
And I feel like it can't even really be taken as a loss. I know it's a loss on record, but...
I wouldn't take that as a loss, bro.
It was a coming of age fight. Man. Like he really showed what he was about. Like, don't get me wrong, we still have to take our hats off to Chris Eubank because... Bruv, he had to cut weight, lost half an M. Hats off to him. You know, he went hospital after.
Yeah, I know.
And they said that he broke his jaw.
Yeah.
That could potentially be why. But apparently, the real reason why he went hospital, this is just obviously apparently, is because he was so dehydrated, he couldn't even sweat. He was ill. He was physically ill.
Oh, shit.
So the fact that he's there, blow to blow...
Fair play, they are warriors.
Do you know that is 12 rounds, bruv? They are warriors. They was going at it, and do you know what made it better as well? They was both emotionally invested.
They was talking to each other the whole time.
That's why if you weren't ringside, you're not even gonna see that side of it.
Yeah.
I was on the edge of my seat.
I was getting mad. You know what I mean? I was a war.
Have you seen the first fight? The dads.
Yeah, of course.
See, I haven't seen it.
Oh, so that was like 1990 or whatever. Yeah. I was like, bro.
What was a better fight?
This one,
yeah?
Yeah, this one, 100%. Yeah, I'll be honest, you need to watch that fight and then watch the post-interview from Eubank Sr. He was out of it, bro.
Was he?
Oh, bro, he was going mad. He's extended me like I've never been extended before. And then he's speaking to his wife through the camera. He's like, Karen, can we get married now?
No way.
I want to get married. And he's like, I need to go to hospital. He was done out. But he was like, he's the hardest puncher he's ever come across.
Yeah.
So
Conor hits hard.
But them lot of brethren now, it's nice to see
still. Yeah, it is. I don't think there should be a rematch. I think...
No, there should.
I don't think there should. Because it wouldn't be the same. There's no feud now. It's like, they've settled the differences. They both put on a sick performance. It weren't as if Eubank dominated Conor or Conor dominated Eubank. It was very even.
Yeah, it's very even. One just came out just on top.
Rounds, some people dominated certain rounds. But I feel like everyone thought, because obviously Conor was the underdog, I thought everyone thought that he was going to get battered, but he really did put on a show. And then Eubank, just to show that he was dehydrated, had to lose, he's sweating in a sauna the night before to lose all that weight and lost half an M.
But he could have farted and kept that half an M.
Yeah, word.
That was the, no, that could have been gas, then you just gas.
Swear down.
They didn't let him go piss or nothing. Yeah, they didn't let him urinate. Like they said, yeah, you can't, it's just, you miss weight. Bro, it was what, 0.5? Or 0.005 or whatever.
0.5 pounds, yeah.
Bro, that's nothing, you know.
That's nothing. That could have been a shit he was holding in.
Literally.
Mum's life, that could have been.
A little shit. Small shit.
Word. He could have clipped all his fingernails and toenails. And
yeah, yes, and got back on.
That's nothing, bro.
Oh, bro.
Nothing.
For half an M, that's...
And the fact that none of them went down as well.
Yeah.
Like...
Well, you know when you don't make weight and you get fined, does it go to the other person's purse? Does it go to the other fighter's purse?
I don't know. I wouldn't comment. Probably not.
Let us know, because that would be mad if he just got, if Conor got half an M just for...
Yeah, he got 8 mil for that fight though.
Is it?
And Eubank got 10. Nice. Nice. I'd get punched the granny out of by them two for...
I'll just go in there and stand there, bro.
10 mil. Come on. Nah, I'd give it a go, but I'd get absolutely wrapped. Yeah. When I sparred Conor, I was doing it so light just for the video, and then I said to him, yeah, you can't...
10 half of
like
it.
4 seconds. Rocked me, brother, in a head guard. And I was like, nah. Is it? Stop that.
Stop
now.
Stop
that now.
Yeah, but your pro fight is... Oh, mate.
Yeah, man. The fact that they can do that without head guards and really take blows, like both of their faces were like fucking bowling. They would have been stung by wasps.
Yeah, I looked at Conor's face after. I thought, oh my
both
God,
both of them look
bro.
Fucked, but they are warriors though.
Proper. So he went to the hospital
apparently,
with dehydration?
Apparently.
He ain't come out and done an interview yet, has he?
I ain't nothing. Seen one.
Nothing.
I ain't seen one, no.
I saw one today I don't know, it's going to be someone on his team. And they was asking like, oh, what's going on with Conor with Eubank in hospital? He didn't answer.
Sure.
Yeah, and it's been days now, bro.
Yeah, I reckon he was ill. It can't just be a broken jaw.
He looked, you know, he looked ill.
Yeah, afterwards.
Pre-fight and post-fight.
Yeah,
he looked
post-fight
Ill.
He did as well, probably.
He looked finished, bro.
Yeah.
But you know what?
But I don't think there should be a rematch. I can't lie.
Do you think it would ruin the...
I just think, bro, they both put on a show. They left it all in the ring. What is the point in a rematch apart from money?
That's what it is though, isn't it?
Yeah, I hear it, but they both put on a brilliant performance.
If you look at boxing now, the next biggest fight is what? Usyk versus Dubois, is that 2 months, yeah?
But that will be better. Like Conor and Pink be no, better. I think the lower weights are sometimes more entertaining
to watch. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, apart from that Usyk and Dubois fight, which is probably going to be the next big thing, what else is there that's interesting?
KSI Jake Paul.
Literally.
That's not happening.
No, that's not going to happen, but that's probably going to be the biggest thing that everybody wants.
Yeah.
Boxing's in the mud right now, so that was like a breath of fresh air, bro.
It was. That was
like, oh my God, like, that's boxing.
Sick
again.
Fight.
But yeah, speaking of fighting, there's a topic that's going around that is going around on social media, and I've got the answer to it. It's a clear answer. But it's one gorilla versus 100 men.
What gorilla? Silverback.
I would say a silverback. Because so
a big ass.
A big ass gorilla.
2 ton.
Not like a, yeah. Who do you think would win?
Versus who?
Yeah.
Versus who? Versus you?
No. 100 men.
Oh.
Versus one silverback.
Who's
gorilla.
The man?
Okay, so let's just put your average, like an array of average men.
Array of average
array of average grown men.
100.
Between the ages of, let's
how many
say,
men do you reckon you could fit in here? 50? We're standing in like a rave, about 50 people, 70 people.
You could fit 100 people in here.
I reckon the gorilla's running, bruv.
That's, do you reckon?
Bruv, that's an animal, bruv. That's tearing through shreds.
Bro,
what are you going to do to the gorilla?
Are you going to
punch it or right, grab it? Right, go, right, do one arm and you're fucking flying, bruv.
What, if 10 man grabbed it?
I don't know, man. It's a fucking wild animal, bruv.
Listen.
You got to think these are like, that's all they... Live
no,
for.
I
violence
hear it.
And
I hear
killing.
It. All right, let's just
obviously
say
that's
look,
not what
look,
they live look. For, but that
100 average men of all shapes and sizes between the ages of 25 to 30, yeah, versus one silverback gorilla. I promise you, the men are winning.
Okay, how many do you reckon the gorilla's taking out though?
If you all jumped at one time, zero.
You're not. It's impossible. You can't all jump at him at one time.
No, but if enough people, okay, you can't because there's
can't.
Not enough. Succumb- like there's not enough.
So
area.
It'd have to be waves of.
No, not waves. It would have to just. Everyone would just have to get
no,
it.
If
where
there's
they can.
A gorilla right there now, and no matter if there's fucking 50 men in here, like, I don't know, man. I think it's just.
Look. Okay, let me tell you something, right? Someone just messaged me saying they're waiting for the podcast. Sorry, man, I'm doing it now. I'm asking ChatGPT, yeah? Because ChatGPT knows the answer, yeah? Who would win out of 100 men versus one?
Bonnie Blue.
She'd win.
Is really though, is she winning?
She'd win.
Is that winning?
Look, in almost any realistic scenario, 100 men would win against one gorilla, but the details matter. The gorilla's strength. A silverback gorilla is immensely powerful, roughly 4 to 10 times stronger than a human. Already their mods are good in our favor, yeah? It has the strength, speed, and aggression to seriously injure or kill multiple unarmed people before being stopped. And with the 100 men, if they're untrained and uncoordinated, the first few who engage might be badly hurt or killed. But sheer numbers would eventually overwhelm the gorilla. Even if a portion of them are strong, determined, or organized, the fight would end quickly in favor of the humans, though likely with injuries or fatalities on their side. There you go.
He's kidding at least 15 men now.
Yeah, yeah, but we'd win.
Yeah, okay, I hear.
If there's 100 knees.
Fuck being the first man to jump on it.
Yeah, yeah, you got to be the brave guy.
Ooh.
You stand there with hands
on your back. I think like if you punch the gorilla, it's not really going to hurt, is it?
It won't.
It wouldn't really.
I doubt it.
Pure muscle.
I doubt it.
What move would you have to do to fucking get it down? You can't bite it. You have to just square in the nose, innit?
Basically, like, yeah. You have to become the gorilla. No, bro, you'd have to become
run off, swinging up on a building and coming down and that, bruv. Beating on your chest.
Oh, don't even.
That, mate, fuck that.
That's fierce, you know.
I'd rather be trancing my chances with a tiger, I think.
Do you reckon?
Yeah. It's a cat. They're nowhere near as intelligent as a gorilla.
There was another debate. I don't know why we're doing debates today, yeah? But I've just remembered this other one. Like,
Max Kadar against 100 Khabib.
He'd get fucked. All right, cool.
He'd actually get bent over.
What about this? 100 Max Kadars versus one Khabib.
I don't know, man.
That's tight. It's tight.
It's tight.
It's actually tight.
It's tight. It's tight.
No, bro, I actually don't know who'd win. That one's closer than the gorilla versus the humans.
Yeah, it is.
Max, do you remember? Max is barely alive, bro.
I know. He's doing
100 of him. That just basically makes up one.
Can't even hear him.
That's like one fully functioning human, 100 maxes against Khabib. I actually don't know who'd win.
How many UFC fighters do you reckon it would take to fucking take down an animal then?
Oh, okay.
15.
All right, let's, yeah. 15 to 20 UFC, trained UFC fighters.
I'd want to watch that. Some third world country, why don't you start doing that?
I bet they're doing it off cam.
Gladiator dome, innit?
I'm telling you, I'm telling you they're doing that off cam.
Probably are.
They're getting animals there.
They're still stupid people that climb down a rainforest. Of course, exactly. Stupid people doing that. Like,
they're doing that for entertainment.
Yeah.
They ain't got
him. What about rhino? Rhino's doing more damage than a gorilla, especially because it's got that like almost armor. If you haven't got no weapons, you ain't piercing that. You ain't getting that down.
A rhino versus 100 men.
You have to poke it in the eye. That's the only advantage you got.
That's an interesting one, you know. I've got to find out. ChatGPT knows the answer. Who would win? Who wins a rhino versus...
Mate, that Red Bull's dummy.
I'm telling you now, it's a rhino.
Yeah, obviously.
Oh yeah, the rhino wins, it said.
What, against 100 men?
Yeah.
Go on, break it down.
A fully grown rhinoceros can weigh over 2,000 kg and run up to 40 kilometers an hour.
Just run through you, innit?
Tough skin. It's like a living tank with a lethal horn. Unarmed humans have little chance to harm or stop the charging rhino. It could gore, trample, or scatter groups with ease, especially in open terrain. There you go.
Imagine there's a rhino in here, you'd be fucked.
If you'd be finished. If they were organized, had a plan, like using terrain traps or improvised weapons, nah, don't count.
No,
I just need the bare hands of a human
you're
versus a rhino. You're done. So, a rhino versus a gorilla, rhino wins, innit?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, yeah.
Rhino wins.
I reckon it'd take at least two gorillas to take down a rhino.
Fucking hell. We're actually shit, you know, humans.
But, yeah, we are, but we just got the brains, innit? But we don't even have that, really.
That's your shit.
Everything's just dopamine now. Dopamine. I actually realized the other day how fucking brainwashed we've actually been from the jump. Even just little things. Like everything's dopamine hit. Look at TikTok, bro. I worry about like my niece, bro. She knows how to use an iPhone better than my sister,
bro. Yeah, it's mad.
It's mad, bro. They're on the iPad like that and they know what they're doing, bro. Like that, the dopamine hit from just scrolling. All you need to know to get dopamine hit is that.
Yeah. Do you know how bad? Do you know when I catch myself doing it in the morning sometimes when I wake up?
No, I try not to because it fucks me for the whole day. Whole day it fucks me, bro. Yeah. Mum's life. My eyes and I want to woken up properly. My head's like a cloud of fog, bro. Like if you actually try to for a week, try this dopamine detox test. I done it the other week, last week to be fair. No alcohol, no drugs, no fucking, like I'm talking caffeine as well, like strong caffeine unless it's coffee. You can't have Red Bulls and that.
Yeah.
Only cold showers, no entertainment, no music. So no like TV, no music.
No music.
Literally, basically, yeah, just being strict discipline, no bad foods, read 10 pages a night, started reading.
But then how did it work for you?
I got to like day 5 and then failed. But it's fucking hard, man.
But when you was doing it, did you feel liberated?
I did. I felt like I had a bit of purpose.
Yeah. Because did you get more stuff done?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, you're just feeling very positive. And where it's at the front of your brain, like I feel like with anything, yeah, if you're focused enough, yeah, that is like anyone can be anything they want to be. That's a fact. That's a fact. We just get held back by laziness and just distractions that are in the modern world. That's a fact. If I really set my mind to something, like I said, okay, cool, I'm 26 now, innit? So thingy. But say if I was like 16 and I said, cool, I want to be a fucking anything.
Yeah.
An Olympic swimmer. If I dedicate every single breathing hour I have to that, I will become that. There's no doubt in my mind.
That's a fact.
It's the same with anything. Any successful story, most people are just so focused on the ball. And it's just obviously with these dopamine hits and fucking the way the world is at the minute and just everyone in general gets to the weekend and all it takes is one little like going out or do whatever to kind of get you off path.
Yeah, you're done.
And then you forget about what your goal
you're
actually
done,
is.
You're done, yeah.
So I don't know where I was getting with that, but.
No, but I hear it. Just the distractions and that.
Yeah, the distractions are awful. Like, if you put yourself in a place, like for example, yeah, you vape. If you put yourself in a vape.
I love to.
Yeah. If you put yourself, say, let's just say, for example, Switzerland, well, it's illegal to vape. And it weren't just illegal, like you couldn't get them. Yeah. Like you couldn't get them even from trappers or that. You wouldn't catch a vape.
It's not gonna.
You wouldn't catch a vape.
Yeah.
If it's not in your environment, you won't do it.
Yeah.
So if you shelter yourself away from the things that you know you're gonna do bad, it'd be sweet. It's just, it's so, everything.
So accessible as
music,
well, bro.
You don't have to put a CD in no more, or a record player, just bomb. TikTok, you could see what's going on in fucking Australia right now. You could see what's going on in New Guinea. You could like, it don't matter.
Everything's just right here, bro.
Yeah, I'm worried for the future. It's getting worse.
I think it's just the way of just controlling us, man.
Yeah, no, of course it is. Of course it is. Even little things like Face ID and that. It's just controlling us, getting our face. Yeah. It's just little things like this.
Do you reckon we've got like, do you know what I used to get scared about? Did you ever used to have fingerprint ID in school?
Oh, for food?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought my only my school.
Nah, I did that. Yeah, but I was like, why did you need my fucking principal?
What? Yeah, that's pretty why.
Who are you giving that to?
That's pretty why.
Do you reckon they've just got it there now, straight?
Yeah, of course, because if you do a crime, maybe not now, maybe they could backdate it to that, but say if you've done a crime and say you was in school times, they could just,
They know check straight from school. But even that, because your fingerprint don't change. It's like, that's probably logged somewhere.
Depends if the school logged it.
To be fair, I've had my fingerprints taken anyway, everywhere.
Yeah. When you go Asia, you have to take five.
I've done all of them. Just do that. Yeah. All that. My fingerprints are there.
Yeah, they've got us.
They've got me now.
They've got us.
Face ID, you got that.
We're being controlled. I'm waiting for 2 years' time when they tell us, oh, we're going to drop taxes and all this, and it just goes up again.
That happened already, didn't it?
Exactly. Keir Starmer's a wanker. He's actually a wanker, bruv. Fuck him.
Do you reckon it's going to happen again?
Yeah, probably. Everyone, I don't know why after COVID, everyone still believes the media and the government are trying to help us. You lot are sheep. What are you talking about? After COVID, they literally controlled us. Literally controlled us.
They controlled us during COVID. Okay, can I?
For nothing. And at first, what was it at first? Just might be 2 weeks.
Two years of my life. Do you know what? I wish I was like 14, 15.
Yeah.
I've been buzzing, bro.
Yeah.
I've been over the moon.
I feel like I only got over COVID maybe like 2 years ago. Mentally. Literally. And I feel like the world has changed since then.
No, it's massively.
Massively
bro.
Changed. But then I don't know if that's because we were just starting to be in our prime when it happened. Like, maybe, no, I started going out at like 18, proper going out, holidays, shit like that. So when, what was that? I was like 22? 22 and getting younger. Yeah, I made that in lockdown. So yeah, it was like weird age.
23 in COVID. I'm fuming, bro.
Yeah, weird
I'm
age.
Thinking, what? You've just taken away two unreal years from me. I'm never getting them back. And I was
like,
sitting
I was to my nephew about it, Jesse, and he was like, oh, I thought COVID was good.
Yeah, because you
were 14,
because you were 14.
Off school playing PlayStation all day.
Bashing you know a fucking PlayStation, you know bro. I mean?
In the dressing gown, sweat dripping down, isn't it? You had that one when you were younger. Don't lie. Playing FIFA, dressing gown, and the sweat is, you feel it trickling. Feel it trickling.
You dirty bastard.
And you ain't washing dressing gown. You ain't going nowhere, though. Nah, nowhere.
You ain't washing shit. Nowhere. Bro. Let that stay there.
That's sometimes, when it smells
sometimes
more.
Sometimes you move around and you get a little whiff of yourself.
Yeah, and you just go that.
It's like,
that one, isn't it? Rub it
try
in.
Try it. Try
rub it in. Come down for dinner. All right. Pause it. Go down. Back upstairs, innit?
Sometimes you take the fucking plate upstairs.
my mum and dad would never let me do
that. I was running that behind closed doors, bro. I was quickly.
My mum and dad wouldn't let me do that, no way. You turn the power off.
Is it?
Yeah, you turn the mains off. Still all the time. Turn the mains off.
My dad didn't used to never understood it, but my mum did.
No, my dad used to fucking, John! Dinner! But he'd shout and say, dinner's ready. I think, cool. Like, I'm playing FIFA. It's like 80th minute. I'm winning. And then it's like 2 seconds later, are you fucking deaf? Power off. And then I'm crying. Why have you done that? That's true though. It's just a video game. Why do you care that much? But
when you're that young, you care though. You actually care
a lot. That's all. Bro, mean? I used to, in my school year, there was, if you was year 7, 8 and 9, you went to school at, you started at 7:50 and you finished at 2:40.
Yeah.
But if you was in year 10 and year 11, you started at 8:30, finished at 3:40, something like that, yeah?
Yeah.
So Joe used to get home before me. Oh. I used to be so angry. I used to sprint home, like get indoors and he's leveling up past me on COD. And then I'll be on the mic and my pal's like winding me up, like when he's like, whatever, playing well or something. And I run into his room and start punching him up.
Just to get...
Yeah, because he'd be like, yeah, I'm better than you now. I was running to the room and start hitting him and start crying.
Oh, that makes me wish I had a sibling close to my age, man.
What, so you could punch him up?
Yeah. That's just sick though, isn't it? I think, like, don't you think it's better? Like, yeah, think about that. Like,
yeah, 100%. I couldn't. You've got siblings though. Oh, you haven't got. Yeah, you have.
You're
got
like
a brother.
Fucking 20 years older than me, bro.
Oh, yeah.
I was way down the line.
Yeah.
Bro.
As soon I've as got I'm brothers and 50. Sisters that are older than me, but Joe is the only one that is actually.
Closest,
yeah.
Didn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what I'd do if I didn't have Joe. Like, even just little things like going on holidays. I'd never be the type of person to go on holiday and make a friend. I'd say Joe.
You just want
to
have. Yeah,
I'd say Joe. So I wouldn't even really care about making it. Obviously it would happen naturally, but I wouldn't go out my way.
To do it, because you've got-
And I feel like I'm quite blessed at that. When I have kids, I would definitely be popping out.
Definitely be pumping your wife also, she could pop out a few out of packet at close range, close range of time.
At least two, I think, at least two.
Yeah, two.
At least two.
No, yeah, next to each other. I only want two.
Yeah.
Sometimes I think I want none.
Maybe a little, nah, I got to pass down and, what's that saying?
Yeah.
Have to. It's a scary world we're growing up in though.
This is the thing. I don't think I want to raise them here.
This is the worst country in the world at the minute, I think. Personally.
I want to set up somewhere else, man.
Where did I read a statistic? Apparently we are the fifth most expensive country in the world.
What's the first? Monaco, probably.
Don't know. Dubai is 12th.
Do you know Iceland?
So we're fifth.
I think it's Iceland.
We're fifth.
Dubai is 12th.
Dubai is 12th. You don't realise how expensive London is, bruv. London is disgusting, bruv.
Dubai is 12. That makes sense. To be fair, when I go to Dubai, I don't spend that much.
Oh, I do.
Yeah, because you
fuck me.
That's because you go, okay, you can take out Bentleys, we can do this, that. You don't have to do that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but.
Well, you know.
I don't know. And then I come home and think, didn't need to spend that, did I? I mean, but fuck it. While you're out there, might as well. Got it on tap, so.
Yeah.
What's the fun in driving a fucking Rolls Royce around London?
None.
Sitting in traffic.
You know, just literally at a red light.
The roads in Dubai are banging.
Yeah, it's true. You can go through them nicely.
Yeah.
Nice scenic routes in that.
Yeah, word.
I'm trying to find out what the most expensive country is in the world.
It's probably like Monaco or something.
I think it's Iceland, you know.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I see. Who done a video on that? I think it might have been Calvary. I don't know.
Oh, it's America.
America. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Iceland's fourth.
What, we fifth? Was I right? Or is Dubai fifth and we're 12th? What are we then?
Well, this is from sources across the web. Apparently, UK.
Oh, is this ChatGPT?
No, this is just Google. I might ask ChatGPT. Better.
Yeah.
Should I just.
No, don't even bother. Just.
No, Iceland is
mad. But we are double expensive. And you know what I don't get yet? I mean, I ain't a fucking accountant or a tax attorney, but. So essentially, yeah, the people at the top, the government, I sound like I'm just some conspiracy theorist, didn't it? But I'm just. The people at the top, the government, they're the ones printing the money, yeah? Yeah. So essentially, I know it don't work like that. There's infinite money because they're just printing money.
Well,
this is why. So see, when you buy a house, say you buy a house for like 300 bags. Yeah. In 10 years, it'd be worth 400 bags. Let's just say. Yeah. That isn't because the property has gone up in value. It's because money has decreased in value.
Right.
And the asset
is worth more
the same as what it would do back then.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, it's the other way around.
So we're just printing loads of dough.
Yeah.
It's making money less valuable.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
So then,
this whole thing of tax and everything is just a way to fuck us.
Yeah.
It's a way to fuck us. 50%.
Yeah, that's mental. Half, you know. Half of what you get.
Half of
what you earn.
For what? No, you get the NHS though. Can't even get an appointment.
I can't get through the door.
You know what I mean?
I'm driving through potholes, I can have a bath in.
What?
What's going on? Where's it going?
Don't know.
50%. Where's it actually going?
I ain't got a clue.
Because I promise you now, I go to the hospital, I can't get through the front door. Do you know, I went to the last
time. Our government doesn't love us. Our government doesn't love us.
No.
Don't give a fuck.
No, they're doing us dirty.
Don't give a fuck about us,
bro. I remember when I went, bro, I promise you now, yeah. I don't know if anyone else experienced this, but let me know. I went to A&E, bro. You know when you go to A&E?
4 hour wait minimum.
No, that's a standard.
Standard.
But I'm saying this, yeah?
And everyone's in there with colds or like, oh, yeah, it's I like, hurt my foot.
But bro, this is what happened when I went.
Cunt. Yeah? Fuck off.
I've got in there, bro. And obviously you go to the front desk and you say what's wrong with you, and then they say like, oh yeah, have a seat, a doctor's coming, right? Right, so you see where my front desk is. You wait an hour or so.
To see the nurse, and then they put you back in the waiting room.
But bro, guess where the nurse saw me? At the front desk, bro. To the person, as in through the glass, she saw me. She spoke to me. The nurse came to the front desk and saw me. And I thought, no way. And they said, all right, cool, yeah, sit back down now. We'll tell you.
It all dates back to COVID,
though. I said, oh my God.
It all dates back to COVID.
100%. It's been like that since.
Because now it's okay, yeah, I need to get a doctor's appointment. Oh, well, you get a telephone appointment booked in first. A telephone appointment? I've just told you what's wrong with me. And you want me to tell you on the phone again, just for you to decipher whether I need actual fucking help.
Yeah.
Like a telephone appointment. Before COVID, that was never a thing. Working from home, like a 9 to 5, that was never a thing before.
Yeah.
Now it's a thing constantly. Like, I feel like it was just, back to my point. If you genuinely believe anything the media says or the government says, you're actually thick as shit.
Yeah,
you need to take your own opinion on stuff.
I used to fall in line because my mum, in it, she's very like, stay in the lanes of like where you are and stuff. And you never get nowhere by doing that. You actually have to take risks. Like if I can tell anyone anything, don't listen to these people. Take risks, bro.
Yeah, it's a different generation.
Like, yeah, you're going to flop. Generation. You're probably going to flop bare times, but just take bare risks.
You should embrace failure as a lesson.
Literally, it's a lesson.
You know what I mean? So you ain't getting nowhere if you don't take risks.
My mum though, polar opposite.
My dad's the same.
Like that, bro. She's straight.
When I pitched my events company to fucking my dad 3 years ago, I basically said, oh yeah, I'm going to start doing this, that, the other. He went, wouldn't do that. I owned 2 nightclubs when I was younger. Both got shut down.
Yeah.
So I can't do anything.
What's that got to do with you?
He's like, you'll lose a load of money, don't do it. And now it's fucking thriving.
There you go.
You know what I mean? So it's that old school mindset. I think it's just a protection thing. Didn't work for them.
So it won't work for you. I'm not going to advise you to do it.
Yeah, even though it's fucking 50 years later.
Yeah. Nah, you know 100%. What I mean? Like, you got to do it, bro. You actually got to do it. I'm pissed that I didn't do it. I remember, do you know what I remember? When we was all younger, yeah? And I've met you lot for the first time. Because you lot all knew each other before me. Like, yeah. But like, we were like, after that, we were friends. Like, actual friends.
Yeah, I clicked with your shirt.
Yeah, we were like, always chilling and that. But I was still working, bro. IT.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, Liverpool Street. Guy in there getting my suit and tie. I'm going up there, bro. You get me? these are all told me all the time, yeah. Especially Nico. Oh my God, he used to drill it into my brain. I used to get half pissed off. Cause I was like, you don't know what you're talking about. He's telling me, oh, quit your job. Quit your job, man. Just come, just quit your job and just focus on this, blah, blah. Like, you can do it. Just quit your job. Mm. It's be like, nah, I can't. I actually can't. Whatever not.
Because it's drilled into you.
Because it's drilled into me. My mom was like, me quitting a job in IT, mom was like, nothing's, it's downhill from there.
Yeah.
Like, if you quit that
might
job.
Might as well hit the T.
You literally might as well hit the T, start bagging up. Because if you quit that, you fall off them rails. There is no way back up for you. And I thought, and that scared the shit out of me until eventually I did quit and it was the best thing ever.
Yeah. So freedom is priceless.
Bro, it's
but then there's no
priceless.
Disrespect. I think when certain people talk about this, they kind of think, oh, well, you're hating on a 9-to-5.
No, I'm not hating on it at all. That's not it.
There's a difference between doing a graft and enjoying the graft and doing a hard day's work and actually thinking, cool, that was worth it.
Yeah.
Rather than slaving away for some job that you don't like, you hate, you wake up in the morning, you clock in, you work for someone who thinks an arsehole, you complain about your boss all the time. What are you doing?
Yeah.
Just for a bit of bread.
Yeah.
You must change a job, or it's not that hard to
get about and do something
it's
else.
It's never been easier to make money yourself.
Yeah, yeah.
It's never been
literally
easier.
Could do legit this, like, as genuinely well. Could do
legit.
This. Legit.
Like, legit. Back in the day, it might have been trapping. Now it's legit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's not everyone's cup of tea, and I completely respect that. You know, a lot of my mates work 9-to-5.
That's not me. That's completely. Yeah, that's like,
bro, I rate it. I rate the hustle. I rate grafters that get up at 5 a.m. and go put a shift in.
Yeah. At
the end of the day, who's going to build the houses? Who's going to do all this shit? You know what I mean? Man created a lot of things. And,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, that's the reason the world runs the way it does.
Yeah.
But
I would never
if
not
you hate your job
it.
And you constantly are moaning about it and for minimum wage, just switch it up.
I'd say
you are not trapped in that. You're only trapped in the box that you put yourself in.
Yeah, facts.
Fact.
And there might be people out there listening to this here that think, oh, there's so many answers that they come up like, oh, but how am I going to pay for my rent or pay this? Do you know what I do? Yeah. It's okay to take one step back to take two steps forward. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So you see, like, when I'm in a tough space and I'm like, I need to make cutbacks. Like, let's say, for example, I couldn't afford to pay for my crib anymore. But I'll move out for 6 months.
But I still live with my mum and dad.
And I would do it. Yeah, but that's...
I'm financially... I could financially move out.
You can move out tomorrow.
I can move out. But I like the comfort of being at home and I'm barely in the country.
Yeah.
And when I am, I want to feel that home feeling.
Yeah.
I don't want to live in an apartment on my ones. That's just me personally. No. Maybe when I get a girl, I'll move out. Yeah. Or maybe when it feels right. Property in general, if it's an asset, yeah, cool. But I don't know. I just think it's a liability. If I don't need to do it, but no disrespect to anyone that needs to do it. But if you are not in a situation where you have to move out and you feel this pressure, I know you didn't move out because of that. I'm saying, because this pressure of like, oh, well, I'm getting to an age now, I kind of need to move out, it's half normal. Fuck that, bruv. Just do what you got to do, bruv. Do what you got to do, bruv. Like, if you're comfy at home, stay at home. Don't get me wrong, I give my mum rent, I pay my mum's fucking for food, bills and that.
Everything.
But I just like the fact that I'm at home. It's cozy.
And she's
my brother's
cool with
there.
Yeah. Like, yeah, literally,
I don't want to go, like, be alone in an apartment.
Yeah.
When that day comes, maybe. I do change my mind here and there, but don't know.
But the thing is, you've also got good independence at home as well.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, the way your yard's situated as well, sick. You've got that
the top
space
floor,
at the top. Like, you can do what you want.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're not in the way of everyone as well. You've got your office there. Yeah.
Sometimes I don't even see my mum and dad for days.
Do you know what I'm saying? It's nice.
Yeah.
It is nice still. You've got a nice situation.
Yeah, but just, I think the moral of what we're getting at is you can be anything you want to be and don't care what anyone thinks.
Yeah, don't give a shit.
At the end of the day, you're the one that's on this fucking journey, isn't it? It's your life. You got in the coffin on your own. No one's coming with you.
Yeah, man. Like, do you know what I think? I just, like, let's just imagine, yeah? I met you and you was at the airport, bro. When you was working in the airport.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and I quit to the
Can
YouTube.
You imagine if you were still there
I wouldn't be.
Imagine they gave you a promotion. Nah, but I'm saying, like, genuinely, you got to think of it like this, bro, because I swear, like... Okay, cool.
Sure, Mr. Townsend, you'll tie me to the chair.
For example, yeah, when I did quit, when I gave in my resignation, they called me back in the next day and offered me more money.
Swear.
Literally the next day. So I could have just been, first of all, that's annoying because I could have just been coasting there and they would have never offered it to me. The fact that I quit, they offered me grand.
It's always
more.
Like that, though. It's like with internet. If you say, oh, I don't want to pay it no more, they go, oh, well, we can give you a discount.
Yeah. So, like, there was that, but imagine saying, like yesterday. Imagine I said yesterday.
Yeah, then they've got you back in the trap.
Then I'm back in the trap and I'll probably still win there, bro. Like, I just thought, oh yeah, because I can just keep getting promotion. I work on it. Money's going up, whatever not.
And that is fine for some people.
Yeah, yeah, no. That's what I'm saying.
It's just you personally.
I'm saying, like, imagine the trajectory of your life from one decision. Like, I know. Say, for example,
mad. You was there at
the airport, and then they said, oh, let's get you out of where you was and put you to an area manager or something like that, whatever not. You thought, oh yeah, I could do it at this time. Okay, yeah. I'll do it. And you, like, the trajectory for you would have changed.
I had so age massively. On my side, I think. I was 18 working that job. So my outgoings weren't too tough.
Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I had a Corsa.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah.
And, like, I mean, the only thing I was paying for was gym and nights out. You know what I mean?
So,
I hear it if you're deep in it and you've got rent, kids, it's a lot harder situation to break out.
If you've got responsibility, like mad responsibilities.
But if you have no responsibilities and you are single, you are fit, healthy, and got all the time in the world to make, like you said, one step back, two steps forward.
Yeah, literally.
And if it don't work, then just try again.
Just do it again.
Or go back to what you was doing and then go back to the drawing board.
Yeah, man. I hate when people I get annoyed when people do something like once and they're one, like they've got one plan, like one way of doing things and it didn't work at the time that they say it was going to work. And yeah. Like,
I think it's the same with social media as well. Like, if you're out there and you want to do social media and you want to put your face out there, but you think it's corny, everything is cringe when you first start. Everything.
As long as
you don't think it is, who gives a fuck? Because best believe if you made your first video and everyone's mocking, but people used to mock me in school for doing videos. You think I give a fuck? I don't give a shit. Carried on doing it, bruv. And it's the same thing. If you start doing YouTube, TikTok, whatever it is, and you're worried about your face, like, come on, man, we're all grown now, bruv. Who cares, man?
Who cares, bro?
Back in the day, it was weird. Everyone does socials now.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? If you start doing something and it's cringe, guaranteed, but if your third video, by a chance, you just built up loads of traction, gained a million subs, and now you're chilling with all these big creators and everything, do you not think them same people that are mocking it are going to be their cringe?
Jumping on your bag.
Oh, you're the guy now, man. I see you with
they'll literally just be sucking you off, bro.
What I mean? Man.
I still cringe at everything. But like,
do you know what I cringe at and I shouldn't?
What?
Sometimes vlogging in public.
Yeah, yeah. No,
if you're filming me, sweet.
Yeah.
If I'm like this, I can't fully be myself. Like, I'm 90% myself. I'm like, I don't know. It makes me feel weird.
I hear it.
Do you feel vain? Like everyone's looking at me.
Yeah.
I feel vain as well. I feel for people who don't know who I am looking at me and who the fuck is he? What's he doing? Who cares?
Cute little channel.
Yeah. You know what I mean? No, but if someone's filming me, it makes you feel almost like the audience around, which, like, I've been doing this 10 plus years and I still get like that. But I feel like when someone's filming you, it makes you think subconsciously that everyone around you thinks you're important. So you've got more of a reason to be talking to the camera because someone's filming you. But you're doing it yourself. It's like, what am I, you know what I mean? I'm kind of past it now, but
got little Osmo pocket out, walking around.
Yeah. Especially if you're like a fucking foot asylum shoot or something or a branded shoot and they got all the production company there, my confidence is through the roof.
Yeah. Facts.
You know what I mean?
But then I'd say, let's say, for example, you just in public, just, I don't know. I done it the other day.
Like on a train. Imagine vlogging on a packed tube.
So, guys. I done it on a train and I done it. I walked into a Five Guys and I had to put it down.
Did you?
Yeah, I said, I can't do it.
Was you filming yourself?
I was filming myself.
Yeah.
So I can't do it. I was in literally in a Five Guys. I was just about to carry on. I thought, I literally got to the front and I said, nah.
We literally just contradicted ourselves as well. We've been talking about don't care and we literally care, but actually just human.
No, but that don't mean I give up. I still I'll do it.
But I'm
I'll
saying
get it
don't
done.
Care what people say.
Yeah, but don't
or
care.
Think.
Yeah.
Because it's true, you walk into that Five Guys, more time you're never gonna see any other people again. And more time they don't even care. Personally, if I see someone vlogging himself, I'd just bite an eyelid and don't even care.
Yeah. They proper don't give a shit, but it is hard to overcome, but you do just have
in
to
in this
do
country,
it.
America's I think easier.
Light work. Everyone's what
you see them interviews there in America or when they're in public videos and that, if a camera gets put in the face, they don't even bat an eyelid. They just speak to the person like it's not even there.
Yeah.
Like it's so normal.
Used to it.
Especially in like LA or something.
Yeah, cameras everywhere.
Yeah.
Oh, do you reckon it'd be hard? I might do an America tour, you know, for like 3 weeks August.
Why not?
Might do
drive
it.
All round.
I was just going
to get... a nice whip and just drive.
No, I've got to fly a state because I still got that Star Travel thing. So I'm thinking, I'm just going to do like 5 massive states, get bare content.
Where are you
going to
go?
Weeks. Got to go to like, obviously LA, Miami, so I don't know. Go New York.
Sick.
And then just one random one where
all
like
cities
a, like
then.
Like a mad racist.
LA a city? I don't know, I've never been to LA.
Amy, is LA a city? Take this out. fucking look
funny. I didn't do geography in school. I done history.
Huh?
It's got a beach though, isn't it? But then Barca has a beach.
Yeah.
No, keep it in. Fuck it. You lot didn't know.
I don't. Shut up, all right? I've never been there, all right? I don't know.
And that, maybe it's not.
It is. Well, there you go.
It is your city.
It is. Nah, I probably want to do
in the face.
Oh, but yeah, no.
We don't like to be cool. Remember him, Carlito. Bit an apple.
Oh my God.
Yeah, where else? Yeah, a racist town.
Where?
You said a racist town.
Yeah, I don't know where though, but I want to go to a racist town that hasn't been.
You just got to think about what is the twang of really like Rear Nick. Well, like Virginia. Is Virginia bad? I don't know.
I don't know. But then obviously like Nico's done it.
Kenny done it
in, Kenny went to South Africa. I went to a little town that's like closed off and you got a plan to be there. Unbelievable. I want to go to a racist town, man. I really do. Because I feel like it ain't racist.
Like at the end of the day, like,
oh my God, black people, run them off the...
Oh, some people in China are like that though. Have you seen the videos when like people are like, stop filming people
because they're black? Yeah.
But I don't mean it's racism, it's just they don't see it. I think racism in general is just ignorance. Like, you got to think, yeah, if you are in like a state in America where you don't see no black people at all, like one bit, and then your ancestors have drilled it into you that they're bad. If you see
then,
one.
Then yeah, because you haven't experienced.
Whereas.
But then there's two sides to a coin now. I feel like there's definitely, I agree. I do agree with that side of it. But then what about the people that do see them and are still racist? Because that is true though, Johnny. What you are saying is 100% true. They don't know anything about black people. They don't see them. They don't know
enough
about them.
It's like the same if you went to like a heavily black, I mean, it's not as, like, to be fair, I don't know.
I do think there's different types, but that is a type of racism, the ignorance of it.
Yeah.
Like not knowing about it apart from what you've been told.
Yeah.
Is something that, and you play off that. That falls into so many different divisions. You can say that about religion, like
no, but I think religion is different, though. I think religion is different, though.
No, but
I'm atheist, yeah, and I think with religion, it's your belief. It's something that it's like, for example, I know you don't think this,
yeah,
but you think punching up women's okay,
right?
I strongly disagree with you,
right?
So now we are going to really clash,
right?
But can you change that? That's your mindset. That's your belief. Can you change the fact that you're black? You can't. You was born that way. You can't. You can change your belief. You can't change your skin color.
Yeah.
So that's what I think racism is. Racism isn't against religion.
No, but I'm saying that the way that
it's still disrespectful, but it's not racism.
But then the way that you believe and the way that you can change your beliefs are the same. So for example, yeah. For example, when I say it's supporting your cause of ignorance, isn't it? So let's say, I don't know, if your mum and dad are Muslim, you're more likely to be Muslim,
yeah,
right? Because of what you've been told to believe.
Yeah.
Right, let's say, for example, you've been taught that Muslims are bad.
Yeah.
Right? And that's all you know. But you haven't gone to the point of, let me dive into this religion, check it out for myself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Ignorance,
that's ignorance, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
So now all you've been taught is your parents told you Muslims are bad.
Yeah.
Now Muslims are bad. It's the same with racism. With black people, so it literally goes hand in hand.
Yeah,
unless,
yeah, I know what you're saying. Yeah,
unless
yeah.
you go and find out for yourself. Do you get what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
But then that is one part of racism, right? On the other side of the spectrum, you've got the people that know all about us.
Yeah.
Like they know, like you'll know all about black people, and you still don't like them. That's racist. That's like wholehearted.
I think every single race has their own
form of racism.
Form of racism.
Facts. Because you can't, like, obviously we've got it attached to us, but like. Black people
even when it comes to banter.
Yeah, no, of course.
Like, no matter what race you are.
Yeah.
Black, white, Asian, fucking.
Like, you can be racist to any race, bro.
You can, of course you can. Any race. Of course you can.
100%. I just feel like it, because of the way things are now, it sticks harder to certain races than other races.
Yeah.
Do you get it?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know how we got into the subject of race.
I know.
You know what I mean?
I know. We was talking about.
Speaking of race.
Oh, we was talking about, yeah, what race? Go on.
Who'd win between me
and. And 100 gorillas.
Okay, now wait, hold on, because we're literally running like run down. I actually had one question right at the beginning. Yeah, We had this debate in Locked In and it pissed me off so much, bro.
Go on.
I got so annoyed and everyone, I can't remember who wasn't on my side, but you're all dickheads. I think Taze was on the other side. He's just a dickhead. Bro, did you do the thing in Locked In with the dogs?
Yeah, you run away from the dog.
Right, okay. So would you rather be locked in a room with one of them dogs, yeah? Or—
What, that exact dog?
That exact dog. That exact dog then. Because we actually did say that exact
yeah,
dog.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Or a deadly snake, a poisonous snake.
A dog.
Thank you.
It's a trained canine.
Thank you.
It's not going to attack you.
Thank you.
It's only attacking you right? Because you got a suit on. That is a disciplined dog.
That is. I said this and I thought, are you outside of your mind? It's a clear answer, bro.
And as well, I think I'd have more chance of a dog anyway.
Even if the dog was attacking, you'd probably have more chance.
Yeah.
Than the snake.
Stamp on its neck or something, like get in a headlock, punch like it.
You could, you'd
the
have
snake, more... you got to avoid the bite because one bite, you're done.
You're done.
It's not about pain, it's more about death.
It's not, you've got
to, the dog has to get you here.
Literally, you've got to endure pain with the dog, but you can survive just boot it. You can smack it up, you can boot it. With the
Try
snake.
Boot a snake.
Literally, it coils itself bite around you and bites your cock.
And then that's
it. And then that's it. Your blood's getting thick with poison and then you're dying, bro. Like, I think that's a clear answer. And I think
everyone was against you.
I was fighting for my life, bro. In this debate.
They must have been on a wire.
No, they wasn't. Taze was like coming at me thinking I'm a fucking idiot, bro. I'm like, are you all right?
One poisonous snake in this room or a dog?
No, he's got shit
a
for
brains. A domestic
yeah, genuinely,
pet.
He's actually got shit for brains. So,
a domestic pet?
Yeah, bro.
He's
We're
not
an idiot.
Talking about a wolf. I'd even probably find my chance of a wolf.
Same, no, bro.
Because okay, cool. Look, if you take away the word venomous, I'd rather the snake.
Yeah, but it's a venomous snake.
Yeah.
It's like think of like them fucking... Mad King Cobra.
No.
Like
one bite, you're done.
You're done. Yeah. And then ones that can coil itself around you and pop your fucking neck off if it squeezes tight.
Exactly.
Like, easily a dog, bro.
Yeah.
Easily a dog.
Easily a dog. Especially that this. Trained canine that's been trained from birth.
Oh my God, I was going to tell a story, but I can't. I'll tell it after. But, nah, I actually can't. But, oh, I forgot what I was going to say because that story's so exciting, bro. Remind me to tell you after. But yeah, my biggest fear is snakes. That's why I know so much about it.
Oh yeah, your biggest fear is snakes.
Bro, do you know, I research them.
Yeah, but I'm not even sugar snakes, but it's just basic fucking human knowledge.
Bro, you have no idea.
Venom versus a dog bite.
You have no idea what them things are capable of. Do you know, yeah?
I've had one around my neck. It's in my front room.
What?
Yeah, a big cobra, big python or something.
But it's like they defanged it and that, innit?
Probably.
Was it like a
show in Tenerife?
Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah, I didn't just go out in the jungle and then find a snake and put it around my neck.
Fucking hell. Johnny, scared shit.
They don't scare me, really.
No,
but
they
in the wild, they do a bit. When I was in Thailand, you see a couple hanging from the trees.
Oh, my God. Are you telling me that didn't shit you up?
Nah.
Brother, they were hanging from the trees above you. I'm going to tell you, okay? I'm going to tell you how to survive an attack.
I think you've
snake.
Told me this before on the pod.
Shit, I have.
Yeah, go over it again now.
Okay. You can't.
You can't?
No.
That's the answer.
If you're by yourself, you can't.
What, a snake?
In the rainforest.
There might be, yeah, to be fair, you put
it. It has to be a sizable snake we're talking
okay,
about.
Okay, what if you're like fucking like, man, what's his name? The geezer who died by Stingray's son.
Yeah, well, he's trained, isn't it?
Exactly.
Okay, but
no
let's
chance.
Say it was you.
What if I trained and prepared for the moment?
Yeah, then it's different because you know how to like snake.
You
got to
jump in it
that.
And just grab its neck.
Yeah, all that
put
shit.
All your body weight on it.
Hold that shit down. But, do you see if okay,
I bite it, I think.
If a snake wraps itself around you, you
yeah,
won't
you're
survive.
Fucked. You're fucked.
And it apparently takes 3
Wait
seconds.
Wait till you breathe out a little bit, it crushes even a bit more. Every time you breathe out,
breathe
it crushes.
Out.
Yeah, yeah.
It takes 3 seconds.
What to?
For him to have complete,
really?
Complete coil. So basically, if you have to have a bladed article of any sort on you, knife, whatever, has to be bladed. And you've got 3 seconds to save yourself. If you don't, you'll die.
Lovely.
And you were just fucking playing about with them.
I'm while playing
there,
about with
it. While they're up there on the...
It was just on the branch, the, like fucking 20 feet
so wait,
up.
So
it was you, even a Thai tour guide going, look, snake.
What?
It's just a snake.
So they're hanging it. Like, are you walking underneath
like
these
they're
snakes?
Hanging it like that. And it's like, yeah, they're hanging. Yeah, walking under it. Yeah.
Are they big?
That thick, maybe.
Oh
like,
my God.
So yeah, yeah. Like, not thick, but like that thick. Like, wait, I don't know. Like, yeah, like kind of like my forearm.
Fuck.
My wrist, maybe.
Hell.
And maybe like 2 meters long.
So that's me. That's the size of me.
Yeah, about that.
Oh my God, bro. I'll be honest. You know, I'll be like, that's it, bro. Take me back.
There's big fuck off spiders in there as well.
Oh, give me the spiders over the snakes.
You know, in my garden, I mean, there's bare false widows.
Is it?
Yeah. Bare, there must
be like a... Do they not, they're here in...
Yeah.
A false widow spider.
False widow, yeah. Black spider with a white back.
Yeah, fucking that big.
Nah. Black widow, it's a false widow.
A false widow.
Black widow is tiny. But a black widow can kill you. False widow can't, it just hurts.
I'm not thinking about another spider.
It's got like a white skull on its back. Almost. It's not a skull, but like, you know what I mean? It's got a skin.
Have we got them?
There's bear in my garden. I think that's what they are. Anyway, I keep seeing them in my garden. But I remember a couple weeks ago, like 2 weeks ago, there was bear like, what do you call it? You know when the spiders are floating through the air?
Yeah.
Bear hatchlings.
Yeah.
And now there's bear in my garden. Like all crawling through the decking and that. But I don't really care. I'm not scared of spiders, but like bear, there's bear of them. Like they're like jumpy ones at that.
Get the Hoover out.
Yeah. No, I don't care. Let them be. Kill the flies, innit?
That's what I want.
Fuck the flies. They kill the flies. That's what my dad always says. Right. Don't want to get rid of spiders. Fucking good for us.
Are they actually good for it? Are they actually
they just clear?
It's like bees though, isn't it?
No, but bees are different to spiders.
Bees are good for you.
Yeah, bees, yeah.
They help with the ecosystem and that.
Yeah, ecosystem and that.
Huddy and that. So,
you see the new Black Mirror? Did we talk about this last episode? Yeah. Did we talk about this?
No.
Did we not?
No.
And I don't know why that just comes to mind. It wasn't even the main topic of the thing, but there's a bit where the teacher is talking about bees and they're all robots. Like because all the bees got extinct, so they've just now got fake bees.
Oh, that was another one. That was like a few seasons ago.
No, or maybe that's why they've led it on. I'm on about the one where she upgrades her mind because she's got a tumor in the brain.
Yes.
She's on a monthly subscription.
Yeah. Rivermind. Rivermind is
assault, bruv.
Oh, yeah.
I was thinking that, bruv. Right. She's assault, bruv. Yeah, for her age as well.
She got ill.
Until she got ill. Now I still do it.
Nah, she's beautiful. I can't lie.
Still roll it.
Even on that, on the basic Rivermind. She had ads coming out of her
mouth. Just give me some fucking sex ads, innit? Single woman in your
area.
She
did that. It was fucking mad. She was like, what was it?
Condom with a condom.
Ride smooth.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
something lube or whatever. I was like, oh my God.
Great program.
Hey, no, whoever comes up with that. Fair play, because you're a sick bastard. But it's mad how some of it relates to.
All of it is.
What we're doing now.
Kind of current.
Yeah.
Even though he's got the thing in the head and the eyes and all that shit.
But it's like it's
something that isn't a ball throw away.
That's what I mean. That's not in the sense where it's like, cool, that's impossible right now.
Yeah.
However, it's so
exactly. Like, whereas if you put back to 30 years ago, even FaceTiming someone would think people no chance.
Mental.
But now the way it's developing so quick, it's like I wouldn't even put it past at some point there could be something like a fucking teleportation device.
Do you know that? Okay, cool. There is going to be.
Not teleport from time.
No, but like from place to place.
Yeah, but I thought, how could it do that? Go on.
Do you know that we teleported a smell?
That's what?
A smell.
A smell?
We teleported a smell.
How can you even teleport? What? Like a gas?
I'll search up for you after this. We teleported a smell from one location to the other. Scientists done it.
Well, yeah, is it like, because if they, it's too dangerous though, because the way that it is at the minute is a black hole can jump you through. To like a different, that's how black holes work at I Am a Scientist. But that's how black holes work. Apparently when something goes into a black hole, it completely comes out the other side on like a whole different
everything. I thought a black hole was just like-
Loads of matter sucking.
Yeah, just-
Yeah, it is. But you come what do you think? Yeah, of course you go- side. Yeah, you don't just- Yeah, you go into the black hole and come out somewhere else.
Okay.
It's so like a crack in time or something.
That's crazy. Marvel Universe or some shit, but nah. What I know of it, is that you're right. It just sucks in matter, but then it's just nothingness in there.
Oh, maybe I'm getting it. Maybe I'm just watching Rick and Morty too much or something. I don't know.
But you got that from Rick?
No, I didn't. I'm just saying maybe that's why I've got that in my head. But I'm sure that's how, if we was to teleport, that I'm probably way off, but I'm sure like that is the kind of like science behind.
Apparently we're squished into fucking absolutely nothing.
Maybe the pressure. And pressure would just, maybe, I don't know.
Oh my God.
Not a clue, mate. I'm not a scientist, to be honest. Maybe it'd be like Austin Powers and they jumped.
And then that's it.
I spin round, innit?
Actually, I really want to search it quickly, but I'm pretty sure it's that. But that shit scares me because I've Googled what happens if you
how do we teleport a fart then?
A fart.
a smell.
That's how you know it. You wanted it to be a fart. Word. No, I promise you, we teleported a smell. Scientist, I even just, this is the last thing I want to search because we were over and out. Teleported a smell. Yeah. Scent teleportation. And there's a video. What happened that day sending us? It was a scent of a coconut from one lab to another. And they demonstrated how the technology works across multiple examples with a plum featured in their video. There's a video we can watch after.
Mad.
And bro, they done it successfully. This was like a few months ago.
What, like Wi-Fi-ish? Like not wired?
Yeah, like a Wi-Fi smell, bro.
That's mad.
So we can do stuff. But then they always say that technology is like what we get domestically, what gets domesticated.
Yeah, it's nothing compared to how far ahead they are.
How far ahead they are, 100%.
So Apple's already got iPhone 18.
Down there.
Yeah, they've already got it.
Yeah, yeah. It's already been, it's probably gathering dust.
But they can't make more money if they just say, oh, here's the best product that we've got now.
But then this is the thing. This is why you complain about your fucking phone not changing. Oh, they can change it. I promise you.
No, that's a fact.
They can make it wafer thin. They'll cut this shit in half and it'll still work the same.
Yeah, it just won't be yet.
Literally, they could probably fold it to the point where you could fucking, I don't know, put it in your earbud, open it out to a fucking phone.
They just won't do it yet.
However, they're not going to do that yet because you're happy with your phone.
Yeah.
Like you, when the next iPhone comes out and it looks exactly
that one will
like
get
this,
slower.
This gets slower. It looks exactly like this, does the same thing, and they say, oh, they're right.
Apple's going to admit it.
Oh, it's got an M10 chip now, M20 chip now, faster performance.
Yeah.
My friend, I promise you, same thing.
Yeah.
Same wires.
They're just slowing down the old one.
Slow down the old one.
That's actually what they're doing.
And then the moment they start to see a massive decrease in sales of shit like this, they'll throw a new thing on the back or something.
Mm.
If I can tell you that.
You know, I've never understood. Why does the camera protrude out? It don't need to. Why does it come out? It just more...
They just want it to be more... I don't know.
Yeah, but it will catch more. Like, why does that come out?
Well, when enough people complain about it, they'll fucking change it.
What's the next iPhone? If I had the next one, it'd be flat.
Yeah, literally. Bro, I'm telling you, they can do it, but why would... It's like, why would you... Why would you?
Exactly.
Why would you?
Why would you?
I'm making shitloads of money giving you the same thing year after year.
Exactly.
And you... Idiots are going to the shop and buying it.
Yeah, because it's an essential, isn't it? Yeah. Your phone.
Why would I change it?
Exactly.
Samsung.
Why are you not going to give little improvements each time?
Samsung tried everything under the sun.
Yeah.
Fucking folding the things up.
Yeah, it worked. 4K camera.
Everything. No, mate, sweet.
Aesthetic. I'd rather have an iPhone. They are dominating the game just based on the fact that they are Apple.
How stupid we are. I promise you now. The tech.
No, to be fair, the definitely the receptor, the speed is the fastest on iPhone, without a doubt.
Because sometimes that shit gets so laggy on that.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you now, tech-wise, yeah, it's got some shit in it that's like, yeah, this is mind-blowing stuff. But we ain't even pissing on it. We ain't looking at it.
Word.
I don't want it.
Like, Samsung's got a new thing with AI fix, where you take pictures and it fixes and it your face with AI.
Nah, sweet mate.
Nah, Kushti. I have an iPhone, I'd pay a quid for a phone.
I mean, nah, we're actually sheep. Nah, you know what? I'm laughing at it, but I'm gonna go and get the next iPhone. Yeah. It's actually a joke.
I know.
It's got some good stuff, and they're putting out some good shit.
It's a tool.
They're trying everything.
It's a tool. Soon it'll have a switch knife in it, and that, like, I mean, corkscrew. It'd be like a fucking army Swiss knife. It's got the flashlight already. You know what I mean? It's got an alarm clock. You know what I mean? Before you know it, it's gonna have fucking everything,
I'm telling you.
Just it's a brush now, isn't it? It's a brush. Pull it outside, toothbrush. Telling y'all,
I swear to God.
Telling y'all.
Bro, we're actually so dumb, you know.
Nah, it's already a wallet.
It's
already
a wallet.
It's a wallet, a flashlight.
I ain't seen my physical card in a long time.
Nah, neither. It's a wallet, a flashlight, an alarm clock.
A calculator.
A phone.
A phone, yeah.
A calculator. It's a notepad.
A phone is the least that it is.
That's the most basic.
It's a fucking home entertainment system if you want it to be.
Exactly.
It's fucking.
Literally.
I can play games. I can put a controller
on it. It's a game
this
console. It's a notepad. It's a fucking drawing board. It's everything. That's why it's an essential tool to life, because it's everything you need. Imagine carrying around a notepad, a flashlight in your pocket. It's very essential.
Oh my God, we're actually so dumb. Yeah. Oh my God, poor Samsung, you know. I've actually, you know what it is? Nah, emojis don't look nice on them.
Nah, they don't. Fuck that.
That's a selling point though. Apple
Android.
Oh.
Nah, ain't that. Fuck that. Oh, a Walkman. What I mean? At least you got the little side flip.
But you get violated for it though, if you get one. That's the thing.
Yeah, because that's just the way the generation is, isn't it?
Although, if any brands do fancy work.
Yeah, Samsung.
Samsung. No, if you do fancy it.
Yeah.
Do you know what? Them Samsung are actually all right.
They actually are, though.
They actually are.
Yeah.
The Google Pixel.
Flip it in that. That can't do that.
See?
Fucking piece of shit, bruv.
The Google Pixel, serious phone.
Yeah, seriously. That is, to be fair.
So, yeah, if you don't. I really like that phone, but I can't afford it and I would love one.
Yeah, likewise.
And I'd use it all the time.
Yeah, so would I, to be fair.
I'd take so many pictures of it and I'd put it on my Instagram. I'll use it for Snap. I'll use it for everything. So yeah, if anyone-
It has the AI tool, doesn't it?
Yeah, they're banging. Unbelievable.
And obviously we said before, Google is better than ChatGPT. Google's
way better than ChatGPT.
Way better.
So anyway.
Yeah.
I think we-
Do you remember Google used to have that game on a computer where you could, in school, where it just be the normal sign. Maybe it still does this, I don't know. But you press something
and it starts playing
like a jump game.
Yeah. It might still do it because you had to actually click
yeah.
a few buttons.
Old school change. Team.
Yeah, proper. You don't want to know about that.
Don't know about that. But yeah, we're going to round it off here. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Love you and leave you. Subscribe today.
Yep.
See you later.
See you later.